New ways of communicating inevitably spawn new lingo. Every day, millions of people type billions of messages on their computers using instant messaging. IM is shorthand for the variety of programs that allow people, many of them teenagers, to exchange messages. IM slang includes dropping vowels from common words and expressions like LOL, which means laughing out loud. Now, cell phone text messaging has created a slang all of its own. NPR, and we know what that means, NPR's Netta Ulubi reports on how these new technologies are changing the way some teens talk.
I use OMG a lot, and it means, oh my gosh.
I use LYLAS, which is love you like a sister, when I'm talking to my friends.
In case you're not hip to IM vernacular, here's help from teenagers at a suburban Virginia high school.
I use JK, which is just kidding.
BRB for be right back.
BBL, be back later.
Such expressions crop up now in spoken conversations, too.
It started out more as a joke.
Caitlin McDougall is a senior at another school.
To make people uncomfortable, I would say TTYLGF, you know, like talk to you later, girlfriend, even to boys.
IM technology was popularized on AOL during its rocketing rise in the 1990s. Now it's spread to other systems like Yahoo and MSN Messenger. Estimates vary, but according to one recent study, 79 million Americans IM regularly. The phenomenon of written IM slang crossing over into speech is manna for linguists, like Professor David Crystal.
I see a brand new variety of language evolving, invented really by young people, very efficiently for new mode of communication, you know, within 5 years. It's extraordinary.
Technology affects the language in unexpected ways. Crystal has also studied the linguistics of text messaging, typing and sending short messages with a cell phone. In the United Kingdom, Crystal says, kids texting the word cool would get an automatic suggestion from a tiny program in their phones to use the word book instead. That's because book and cool share the same keys on phone typepads.
Instead of saying cool now, you say book, because book means cool because you're using the same keys.
Such keyboard quirks made for a very book Valentine that 14-year-old Lisa Kong got on Tuesday from a friend.
And it said, Kate, less than threes you, which on the computer means heart you. And for the rest of the day, that's all we said to anyone was, I less than three you.
The less than sign on the keyboard typed next to the Arabic numeral 3 looks a little like a heart. 17-year-old Allison Budka.
The less than three we use a lot, and even it has its own hand gesture.
Make a V with your right hand's first and second finger. Turn it sideways and stick out three fingers with the other. That's the hand gesture. Susan C. Herring says none of this should come as a surprise.
One of the functions of slang in traditional sociolinguistic analysis is to separate an in-group from an out-group.
Herring teaches linguistics and information science at Indiana University. She says young people have long used language to draw a generational line in the sand.
When I was a teenager, one of the things that we liked to do was speak in a language we called Izig, which is like Pig Latin. And so we would introduce the syllable Izig between the first letter and the rest of every syllable. So I would say, hi, how are you? Hithigai, hithigah, with the gar, you the goo.
Herring says this explains why kids would go to the trouble of saying TTYL instead of later, which is so much easier, or LOL instead of just laughing out loud. ROFL, or rolling on the floor laughing, has evolved into ruffle, ruffle copter, and ruffle waffle. 17-year-old Kara Walsh says using ruffle or LOL in conversation adds layers of satisfying subtext.
A lot of time you're not actually going to laugh out loud. You just want to show, like if someone tells a cheesy joke, you say LOL. Like, usually it's not showing an actual appreciation for a joke because then you would actually laugh out loud. It's just like, oh, you're trying to be funny.
Students know that some traditionalists will condemn the slip of IM slang into speech. Caitlin McDougall.
Like, our language is basically deteriorating. I mean, there's this, like, I think there's this, like, worldwide atrophy of language that I've heard about, so I don't know. Could be.
Many linguists say not to panic. Adults talk differently on a job interview hot seat than they do on a bar stool. And most kids are smart enough not to use chat room language in English papers. McDougal switches fluently from teenagese to her lines in her school's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Demetrius, I am your spaniel, and the more you beat me, the more I will fawn on you. Use me but as your spaniel, spurn me, strike me, neglect me, lose me, only give me leave, unworthy as I am, to follow you.
William Shakespeare would have held strong opinions about I am slang, says linguistics professor David Crystal.
He'd have loved it, I have no doubt.
And that's because, says Crystal, instant message expressions have done more than just added to the vocabulary and construction of the English language.
They extend the range of the language, the expressiveness of the language, the richness of the language.
And they infuse it, says Crystal, with play. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Made me LOL BTW for a handy glossary of instant messaging terms. Go to npr.org.